Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Revitalize Club podcast. My name is Delica, and thank you for listening. I've been meaning to put out this episode, but it's been a hassle with editing, and now I have the cold, so if my voice sounds really weird, I'm sorry. I'm fighting an illness. My white blood cells are fighting for their lives right now, but I really wanted to do this before traveling. It will be sweet and short, as you can read by the title of this episode, First Heal Your Inner Child. I will be combining my background in psychology to go into details, and hopefully you enjoy this episode. Okay, first, heal your inner child. I'm going to mention a psychologist, Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud was the father of psychology. He founded psychoanalysis. A lot of his theories were discredited by other psychologists, but this one theory still stands till this day. Freud's theory suggested that human behavior is influenced by unconscious memories, thoughts, and urges. I'm going to go into details about what I mean with this theory. But Freud had a friend, and it's bad to give other friends psychology advice, like therapy or anything of that sort. So he had a friend, and he performed kind of a psychology assessment on her, and he concluded that her hysteria was the result of childhood sexual abuse. So her adulthood hysteria was because of sexual abuse that she experienced in her childhood. They fell apart because he psychoanalyzed her, which is why I wanted to talk about this theory, the psychoanalysis theory today. The unconscious mind. So basically he says that we behave on based on our unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind basically includes all of the things that is outside of our awareness, things we don't know about, all of the wishes, desires, hopes, urges, and memories that we aren't aware of yet, and that continues to influence our behavior. And the conscious mind includes all of the things that we are aware of and can easily bring into awareness. I'm gonna give an example of everything I just said. Sorry if I lost you there. My mom and I never communicated when we were upset at each other. If we were to get upset at each other, this has been throughout my childhood. We never spoke to each other. Like, we didn't communicate what made us upset. We just stopped talking to each other, and eventually one of us would give in and just be friends again. And I feel like now that really affected me in my friendships and relationships, because communicating has been difficult because I never knew how to do that in my childhood. So whenever I was faced with conflict, I would avoid it. I would go quiet and distance myself because I never learned how to deal with conflict. I didn't know how to communicate when something went wrong. So we would get mad at each other, have an argument or a discussion, and then just not speak to each other. And that's toxic because communication is very important. And I feel like that from the past really influenced how I communicate with friends and significant others, because I have a hard time dealing with conflict now. But I've been working on that, just bringing that into my conscious mind, bring it into awareness. Why do I do this? Why is it that when I get upset at someone or I'm faced with a difficult conversation, why is it that I walk away? And I realized that's because I never learned how to face it head on. So I had to teach myself to sit down with the person. If something happened, an argument, we talk to each other, we sit down with a friend, we sit down and address the conversation. And this is how I've been working on this trait, this toxic trait that I have. When I'm faced with a conflict, I give myself 5 minutes to breathe and give the situation some time and then talk about it. Why? What happened? Can we talk about it? Can we sit down, not yell at each other, not walk away, and let's have an adult conversation and let's talk about it. Instead of just going quiet, going ghost. It's been really hard, but I'm trying to learn how to effectively communicate and have a healthy environment and relationship with friends and other people, because it's been really hard for me in the past because I usually just walk away, because that's how I've learned to deal with conflict, to walk away. But I'm working on it and I'm learning how to communicate. Another thing is, another example, it's a general example, when it's your idea of love, you know, your idea of love, because when you're little, you're a child, your environment, what you learn from your parents, your guardian, it's what's instilled in you. When you're growing up, your view of certain situations will be what you believe unless you learn and change it. So if you grew up in a household and your parents were always fighting, arguments, and it was very unhealthy, and that's what you learned by watching. Kids are very observant and that's how they learn. So that's all you learned. You watch your parents fight and argue all the time. So when you're growing up, your view and idea of love of what you think that should be okay is being in a toxic relationship, arguing, and toxicness, because that's what you learned when you were little. So the unconscious mind, that memory that you're acting on, that we're acting on when we see certain things like that, that's from the past. You've seen your parents fight. They were always arguing. So now when you're older, you get into unhealthy relationships. That's you acting on those unconscious memories, those wishes that you aren't aware of. So it all starts by healing your inner child, which is why I wanted to do this episode, because the root of healing when you're starting your wellness journey, it's to get deep in those unconscious memories. You have to dig them up. Whenever you act a certain way, get triggered, you need to write it down. You need to find out why do you do that. Because a healing wellness is more than working out, doing yoga. Of course, yoga brings those memories when you sit in silence, but you need to write, you need to journal, you need to talk to yourself. And you're not gonna be a crazy person, but you need to sit down and bring those memories forward. Triggers, like when you get triggered, this is a great example of being triggered. When you get triggered, there is a reason why this triggers you, but you don't know why it triggers you. So when you're in a situation, like I'm someone who would always get upset at when the littlest things, I would always get upset. And then I realized, like, where did I learn this from? Why was I always on edge? And I'm always getting upset at other people just for like the littlest things that happened. Then I realized when I was little, my grandma would always get upset at me for the littlest things, like dropping a bowl, which is why this is gonna go off what I'm talking about. This is why I'm gonna be really patient with my children, because that trauma starts from your childhood. The root is from when you were born. So whenever I would drop a plate or a bowl, she would always get mad at me, yell at me, just make it a big deal. Like even in my household now, like in my teenage years, that would always happen, but it stopped. Like just get mad at the littlest things. So I adopted that. I carried that on with me. So I would always get triggered, always get upset when something happened, the littlest thing happened. I would get upset at it. And then I had to sit down and think, where did I learn that from? Why do I do that? It's just a plate. It's just this tiny piece of paper. It's just a small situation. Why am I getting upset at it? Then I realized I learned that from my childhood. So I needed to first learn how to control my anger and be more patient. Why do I get so reactive when this happened? Where did I get that from? And I realized it's just from my grandma. People in my family always getting mad at the littlest things. So I needed to stop. I needed to put a stop to it. I needed to write it down. What can I do when this happened that doesn't resolve in getting angry? Because why am I getting upset at something so little that shouldn't even have a big impact on my behavior, that shouldn't even have a big impact on my stress? So when you think of healing, when you first want to start that journey, you need to start, take a shovel and start digging. What are some traits that you don't like about yourself? And I don't mean like my nose is too small. No, I mean, like, why do you get triggered at certain situations? Why do you keep putting yourself in unhealthy relationships? Why do you keep letting people walk all over you? Why do you keep saying sorry so much? Why are you always on edge and anxious? Does it have something to do with your childhood? Does it have something to do with friendships in the past that you've learned that from that made you this way? So you need to learn, why do you do certain things? My voice is really giving up on me right now, and I hope this is clear and everyone is listening to me well, can hear me well. I know a lot of people don't like to journal, but if you want to start fixing that, it's either you start journaling, or you start talking to yourself, or you start recording yourself talking. An example of fixing this could be, okay, today I did this. I yelled at him, and then I wanted to do this to him. So that wasn't necessary. What can I do to change that? What can I do differently? Why did I get triggered? Why did I do this? Is it something that I learned in the past? Why am I reacting that way? And then write it down. Tell yourself some positive things that you can do when that happens and continue practicing it. Like, I know it's hard because, like, you could be, like, so angry. You could be so angry in that it's hard to control it. But you need to teach yourself. Like, when you go to the gym, you build the muscle. This is how the mind works. The mind, the brain, is a muscle. It's like a muscle. So you work it out like you're doing leg day. Like you're working out your legs, your upper body. So you train it. You tell it affirmations. You say good things. You acknowledge your negative triggers, reactions. When you learn those, you tell it good things. And after you train your mind to do the opposite, the good things, better reactions and not getting triggered. Because just like you can build a muscle, you can build your brain to be healthy and strong and to think better, which is what I'm working on. Because a lot of my traits, a lot of the things that I do are rooted from my childhood, are rooted from what I've learned from other people. And another thing is I had to really work on lately is always on edge, always saying sorry and being nervous all the time. And I feel like that really took a toll on my self-esteem, constantly saying sorry and being always on edge. It was just like I was letting people walk all over me. And I had to really, like, why am I doing this? Why do I keep doing that? And of course, I didn't have a voice as a child. It was more authoritarian. Oh gosh, my English is so bad. That word is so hard to pronounce as a non-English speaker. But it was just that parenting style that didn't have a voice. And now I let people walk all over me, and I would conform rather than using my own voice, which is something I've worked on, and I've been really good at working on it because now I'm no longer constantly saying sorry and conforming to others' views and ideas. I'm no longer doing what everyone else is doing and just doing my own thing, because I realized that, like, when I was, like, I would have no say in any decision that I could make. If it's a no, then it's a no. I had no right to revert that decision because it's what is said is what's gonna happen. And that really gave me no voice to be confident in myself, to say my own ideas. So in order to work on that, I've been, well, yeah, like I said, I no longer say sorry. If I don't agree, I will not agree with you. And I'm going to oppose the idea if I don't agree with it. And I acknowledge why I do that. So I react differently. And I try to be patient. If I find myself rushing and just, like, getting upset, oh my goodness, why is this going wrong? Why is this happening? Why are they doing this? I just, like, take a deep breath. Delica, it's gonna be okay. Take your time. You don't have to be on edge, have that much anxiety. Just calm down, breathe. This is why I have this tattoo, the breathe with the doves. That's why I got it, because I feel like I'm always just this person that's always on edge. I have a lot of anxiety. Like, it's like, you know, just take 5 minutes to breathe, because it's going to be okay. And like I said, healing starts with your inner child. A lot of the things that you might be doing that you don't like are rooted from your childhood. You need to learn those. You need to find out why you act this way. Why do you do certain things? Because it could be from your childhood. You know the thing, the trend that happened on TikTok where the girls are like, unfortunately, my dad's in my life, so you need to give me princess treatment? Okay, so basically, young lady who grew up with her father and the father loved her and showed her love, carried her on her back, give her everything that she needs, will not accept anything less from a man. That's not what her father would do for her. Like, she will not accept the bare minimum. Why? Because growing up, her dad treats her like a princess. So she will not receive any treatment that's less than a princess. You have to treat her like a queen because she's acting on those unconscious memories, those hopes, urges, those desires. It's all from the unconscious that she's behaving this way. Like, she will not accept any bare minimum behavior, text messages from a man, because she knows how she's supposed to be treated because her dad treated her like a princess. I feel like I've said that already, but I just want to emphasize on it. So you see what I'm saying? You need to work on yourself within. You need to dig deep. Take all of those thoughts. Try to take all of those memories. Think of what you've been doing lately that's not right with your spirit. Bring them forward and find out why do you keep doing that. Write them down and start training your brain to react differently. Healing is within. Before the self-care mask, before the lip mask, it's in your brain. You need to bring them forward. And that's what I've been working on lately. Moving past, like, figure out my toxic behaviors and turning them into positive ones, which is why when I have children, I will be kind to them. I will be patient. This is why I'm working on myself now, to treat them a certain way so they don't grow up to be adults that have to break generational trauma and to be a certain way because of what I've instilled fear into them, because I will not do that for my children. I will create a healthy and safe environment for them. And this is why I'm working on myself now. And I'm so proud of all the work that I've been doing lately. And I'm proud of you. And I know you're gonna do a great job. You're gonna unravel all of those memories and bring them forward. And you're gonna do great. And that's all for today. Thank you for listening. It was short and sweet, but my voice and my throat is giving up on me. I feel like I can't breathe. Thank you for listening to my very first episode. I hope to see you in the next one. I love you so much. Stay safe and well.